Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Our verse this week is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. Oh, early January. It's a time of resolutions and renewed commitments to exercise, healthy eating, taking care of oneself, and smashing the patriarchy. Okay, that last one might just be me. We often spend this early part of a new year working hard to improve ourselves and change things about our lives that we want to change, and yet sometimes it can have the opposite effect. Instead of making us feel better, it can make us feel worse about ourselves, about our place in life, about who we are and how we look and what we're about. And while some of the soul searching that happens around this time of year is fine and can be helpful and good, none of it gives us life. The Apostle Paul had a trainee, a disciple, a sort of intern named Timothy, who was struggling with how to live into who he was created to be in a world that constantly told him that he was nothing, that he had little value, and nothing to offer. He was getting so tired and worn down and really started questioning everything. And Paul sends him some letters of encouragement. As I often do, I recommend reading the whole of 1 and 2 Timothy, both letters, as Paul was teaching him to live out and grow his faith and leadership. But this first chapter of the second letter is just lovely. You can see right away how much Paul cares for his friend and how he moves quickly into words of encouragement. He says he can't wait to see Timothy again. And then he says, "I'm reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure that lives in you." Yeah, word to the ladies. Paul reminds Timothy of this faith that has been given to him, that has been passed down from those in his family. And then Paul tells Timothy just what this faith means. He says, "Relying on the power of God who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Yeah, I know. Whoa, calm down there, Paul. It's a lot, and Paul gets excited, but Paul is saying this faith stuff is real because God has made it so. It's awesome, and no wonder Paul gets excited. It's so good because it has nothing to do with what we know or how well we know it or even what we do or how good we are. It's given to us simply as a gift, this faith, and it's kept alive and active through the Holy Spirit in us. I know, whoa, calm down there, Natalia. I know. But Paul is saying in his Paul way, which is wordy and in a run-on sentence, God is with you, working in you and through you, and don't worry so hard about doing it the right way. He says, trust the gift you've been given. It's yours. You are loved by God, and this is a gift from God to God's beloved. This letter from Paul is like a big old pause button on worry and anxiety and work. Paul says, all you need to do is guard the one thing that's been given to you, and that's faith, the precious gift. Now, sure, like eating right and exercising and taking care of yourself, sometimes we can let our faith go just a little. But this is a reminder from Paul to Timothy and to us that when things get tough, when we start to doubt our inherent worth, we start to think maybe we need to lose couple extra pounds or start eating better again or exercising. When we start to doubt our intrinsic value, when we start to worry, we have to change a bunch of things about ourselves in order to be good or better or right, either to the world or to God. When we do that, when we really believe that we have to do things in order to earn this thing we've been given, we're missing out. See, this letter from Paul to Timothy is kind of the perfect antidote to our regular January New Year worry and work. And I don't know about you, but that is a resolution I can get behind. Also, smashing the patriarchy.
Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.